Amazon has been confirmed as the company behind a proposed data center in Perry Township. The repository reports Stark County Commissioner Richard Regula and Canton Mayor Bill Shearer identified the tech giant following a public open house Wednesday. Panattoni Development has not officially named its client. The 240-megawatt project is planned for Faircrest Street Southwest and Crop Avenue, with completion targeted for 2027. Officials say it could become the largest taxpayer in the county. The open house also drew protests, with residents voicing concerns about noise, electric costs, property values, and transparency. Canton police have identified a woman found dead near Nimishillen Creek Tuesday afternoon. 46-year-old Charisse Otis of Canton was discovered around 2:45 in the 1600 block of 3rd Street Southeast. Police say her body was wrapped in blankets and secured with ratchet straps. She was taken to the Stark County Coroner's Office with an autopsy planned in Cuyahoga County. The investigation is ongoing, and police are asking anyone with information to contact them. A new inspection report is raising serious concerns about conditions at the Indian River Juvenile Correctional Facility in Massillon. The Ohio Attorney General's office says staff were sometimes conducting required welfare checks using surveillance cameras instead of in person. The report also cites chronic staff shortages, high vacancy rates, and heavy use of solitary confinement. Indian River stopped accepting new inmates earlier this month as it continues to face ongoing safety concerns. A man accused in a Jackson Township stabbing has entered a not guilty by reason of insanity plea. The attorney for 43-year-old Tyrone Card entered the plea on his client's behalf in Stark County Common Pleas Court Thursday. He requested a mental health evaluation, citing concerns about Card's competency. Card was indicted on charges including attempted murder in the February 17th attack that left a woman seriously injured. Police say he fled, led officers on a chase, and crashed his vehicle on Route 225 in Portage County's Paris Township. Card remains in the county jail on a $1 million bond. New details have emerged about what prompted Lake Township trustees to fire a Uniontown police officer. Public records show probationary officer Dylan Swanson was terminated April 3rd after an internal investigation determined he did not have probable cause to conduct a March traffic stop and then conducted an improper search of a vehicle. The report states Swanson incorrectly attempted to charge a driver with disorderly conduct after they used obscene language, which is protected free speech. Recommendations included training and probation, but police officials decided to fire him. The state fire marshal is investigating a blaze that displaced residents in Alliance. Firefighters were called just before 7 Thursday night to a home in the first block of East Oxford Street after occupants found bedroom curtains on fire. Crews put out the blaze, which did an estimated $4,500 in damage. No one was hurt. The cause is undetermined, but appears to be electrical. The Red Cross is assisting. The Ohio Department of Health has launched a new online dashboard tracking kindergarten immunization rates across the state. The site lets parents and officials view vaccination and exemption data by county and school, with information going back to the 2017-18 school year. State health officials say the goal is to improve access to data and help prevent vaccine-preventable diseases. In Stark County, about 86.1% of kindergartners are fully vaccinated out of nearly 3,900 students in 58 schools. Storms with hail and strong winds are blamed for power outages across the region. FirstEnergy says as of 5:30 this morning, 219 customers were without power in Portage County, 363 in Summit County, and 86 in Trumbull County. Crews are working to restore service. A woman reported missing in Columbiana has been found safe. Police say 84-year-old Shirley Johns left her home around noon Tuesday and did not return, raising concerns because she has early-stage dementia. An alert was issued and she was reunited with her family later that night. Charges are expected in an East Palestine animal cruelty case after animals were seized from a home earlier this month. The Columbiana County Humane Society says 21 animals, including cats, rabbits, and a dog, were removed from a Main Street residence due to unsanitary conditions. Investigators say many were infested with fleas and illness. The animals remain in shelter care. Youngstown police are investigating after a fetus was found Tuesday night at the city's wastewater treatment plant. A city spokesman says a worker made the discovery at the Poland Avenue facility and immediately alerted police. Detectives believe the find may be the result of a miscarriage and have contacted local medical providers as part of the investigation. A Youngstown man has learned his punishment for the April 2023 shooting death of a 15-year-old girl. On Wednesday, 23-year-old Son Peterson was sentenced in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court to 20 to 26 and a half years in prison. He pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and other charges in the death of Amaya Montserrat. The case stems from a drive-by shooting outside a Southern Boulevard restaurant after a birthday party. The sentencing comes after Judge Anthony Dapolito denied Peterson's request to withdraw his guilty plea. Peterson had refused to testify against a co-defendant. Trumbull County Commissioners have approved a 10-year, 75% tax abatement for a proposed project that could bring new jobs to Warren. Everest Aluminum is planning a 152,000-square-foot facility. WKBN-TV reports it would be located on the former site of Western Reserve High School. The project could mean up to 70 jobs, with the investment totaling up to $33 million. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.